Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is a frequent guest, Kirk Muspratt, music director and conductor of the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra. Hey, Kirk.
Hi, Happy New Year, John.
Yeah, same to you. Same to you. We had quite a success with our Holiday Pops concert.
Oh, boy. I just saw Matt, the station manager here, head of TV, and he said he'd never seen so many people at the Star Theater.
It was just packed.
It was
completely packed. It was a wonderful experience. People really loved it. But now life goes on, sadly, after that huge triumph. And now, but it's still our 75th anniversary season. It barrels on. We're still getting, people are joining our 75th club like crazy.
75 for 75.
$75.
$7,500.
Or $7,500. We have so far one of those members. But many, 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 many $75 members of our 75th anniversary club. And you get to come to the big blowout party at the end of the season on April 27th. But in the meantime, we have a classical concert for Valentine's Day.
We do. February the 10th, Friday night, 7:30. There'll be a very entertaining pre-concert talk at 6:15, which I will give with videos. And Yana, our pianist, is coming.
Oh, good.
And actually, John...
she's that beautiful woman, right?
Yeah, beautiful Russian monster pianist. And also Kevin, our tuba player, has agreed to come to the pre-concert talk and talk about circular breathing.
Oh, good Lord.
Where you just
never
don't
heard of such a thing.
You don't stop playing. You take a breath, and then you use the air in your mouth to keep playing while you're breathing in.
Wow!
So you can play like a note for 3 minutes, and he's going to do it for us. And plus, he's such an interesting guy. So that's some of the pre-concert.
Kevin's
talk.
One of those musicians who's a whole section unto himself.
He is, and he's a wonderful guy. His brass quintet is really taking off in all of America.
Oh, wonderful.
But Yana, you were talking about Yana. Yana, I use the word monster. She's a Russian pianist who now lives with her husband in Chicago, and she's playing chamber music with all of the musicians in the CSO, all the musicians at Lyric, and she just eats the piano. She is an astonishing pianist and very, very interesting human being.
What was the last performance she gave for us?
She hasn't yet.
Oh, okay.
Yes. You probably are thinking of some things that you've seen online that we sent to Tammy and Donna just recently.
You know, my Russian is sort of limited to Boris and Natasha, so I think I have her confused with that other beautiful Russian pianist we had play the Rachmaninoff.
Yes.
That was the first year we were at Bethel,
I think. Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Well, so my memory does not serve me.
That's fine. That's fine. And Yana knows every Russian, every Lithuanian, every Latvian, every Polish person, I think, in Chicagoland. And she's played over here on the Munster community series.
Has she?
Yeah.
Okay.
She has a huge fan base. And
good.
I know people are going to love her. And this exotic Nights in the Garden of Spain that that Defia wrote about the castle of Alhambra and the Yasmin Gardens. And it's very exotic and beautiful and different than the other music on the program, but I think pretty romantic, actually.
Yeah. Well, and our piano concerts always sell well.
Yes.
And we have the piano cam.
Yes, we will have the piano cam for about the last 3 minutes directly on Yana so that you can see everything that she's doing.
That's fantastic. So what else what else can I embarrass myself trying to talk about?
Oh, do you want to get into Gotthardammerung and the Wagner Siegfried's Rhine journey?
Sure. You can just take it away.
So in contrast to this very impressionistic Spanish music, we have Siegfried's Rhine journey, which is a very beautiful, gorgeous piece of Wagner about Siegfried going forth to do goodly deeds for his beautiful Brunhilde. And it's just a gorgeous piece of music that shows the orchestra off and very romantic in a German, Siegfried's Rhine journey kind of way. You wake up at dawn, he goes out on his horse to do good.
Schmetterling.
You like Schmetterling, butterfly?
And how do you say ambulance? Krankenwagen.
Krankenwagen. Yes. Yeah. But it's okay. We just have, there's no singing or anything.
No.
And then we're going to do the Donna Diana Overture, which is fun Czech music, which is Sergeant Preston of the Yukons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And,
in honor of your Canadian roots.
My Canadian roots, yes. And, and also the Dvorak 8th Symphony, which is one of the just most listenable, easy, yummy, delicious pieces of romantic you know, music that you can imagine.
Well, that kind of brings us to the end of our time, but I want to thank you for being here to tell us about the concert. I'm certainly looking forward to it. I will be there.
Yes.
And I hope everybody else is too.
And cookies with Kirk after.
And cookies with Kirk afterwards. What a perfect Valentine treat. Thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.